Daf is Daf Nun Gimel. So we got to the bottom of Nun Beis and Beis. Today's Daf is going to be a bit of a relief for us. It should move nice and slowly, or quickly rather. So the Mishnah says in the bottom of Nun Beis and Beis, Masnisin Chataos HaTzibur, Chataos HaTzibur V'ayachid, and Chataos Yachid, Elu Hein Chataos HaTzibur. What's a Chataos HaTzibur? The Mishnah tells us, Sire Rashi Chadashim, the goats that are brought in the Musa for Rosh Chodesh, Vishel Ma'ados, the Sirim brought in Yantif. So these types of chataos, whether to tzibur yachid shchitasim b'tzafon, we shechted in the north of the azara, the kibul daman b'chli sharis b'tzafon, and you catch the blood in the north, the daman ton arba matanos al arba kranos, and you have to do four sprinklings on the four corners of the mizbeach. So the Mishnah says, Keitan, how exactly do you do the sprinklings? The Mishnah says on the top of Nun Gimel. Allah b'kevesh, you go up the ramp, ufanil asoviv, you turn to the soviv. Now what's the soviv? I don't know if you have in your Gemara's articles, probably have it, maybe not. The Siftas have it. Up the on the ramp, when they go pour the sprinkle of the blood on the karnos, they wouldn't walk on top of the mizbeach. There's actually a little, you have it? Oh yeah, so we have a nice picture in the Masifta. There's a little walkway on the outside, almost like a scaffolding. You walk on the outside of the wall and you stand up and the Karen is connected the head of the Kohen. So you walk around, you wouldn't go to the top of the mizbeach, but you go off to the sovev, off to the side, a few almost below the karnos, and the Kohen would walk around there. So again, Allah b'kevesh, he'd go up the ramp, ufana, the sovev, he turned to the sovev, and Rashi points out all the turns of the, always a person turns, has to be called pino shata pones, always la derech yamim. So he turns to the right. Now just in terms of directions, remember, if the east is behind me, the west is in front of me. So right now here we're in the Mishkan, so the ramp would come from the south, you go up towards the north. So turning to the right would be the southeast corner first, and then the northeast, and then northwest, and then southwest. That's the direction he would walk in. So just look at Rashi in the top here in the Mishnah. Allah b'kevesh upon el sovev. Mipnei shadamim nitein lamala. Since the blood needs to be put on the top of the chadasikra, above that line, the mizbeach, al kranos ube'etzba, he used to use his finger as well, tzarech la'amur agave sovev. He needs to stand on that sovev around, otherwise he can't reach it from the floor. It's too high up. Aval b'chol gezuntai, b'chol shar hadamim, all other bloods, shehein ha-tachtonim, that go on the bottom, below the chodesikra, min ha-chod al-mata, u-bekeren zavis ha-mizbeach, o min al-ritzba. All the other sprinklings, the kohen actually stand the ground and walk around the mizbeach from the bottom. Only this one, for the chatos, would he have to walk up the ramp and go around the soviv. So the mission now continues to say. So again, Allah b'kevesh, ufana l'soviv, ubalo l'keren dromis mizrachis. The first corner he would encounter would be the southeast. And then from there, mizrachis tzvonis, he moved to the northeastern corner. And then from there, the tzvonis maravis to the northwestern corner. Then finally, maravis dromis in the southwestern corner. There is a dig people make in the Rambam that has to dafka go in this order. If you do it out of order, it's puzzle. The Chazon Ish thinks this giris is incorrect. And if you do out of order, you pass one of them, you go to the northwest, you come back to the northeast afterwards, the Chazon Ish thinks it's not makev, you still have fulfilled the obligations of the zrika. The Mishnah now says, what do you do with the shirai hadam, the leftover blood? The shirayim haya shofech ayesod dromis. When he'd come down the ramp afterwards, he would go to the southern part of the yesod. That's where he'd pour it, as opposed to the western part. Remember, when he left the heichal for the chatos apnimius, pnimium, he would put it on the western yesod. But when coming down the ramp, remember the ramp goes down south, the first one he would encounter would be the southern part of the yesod. He'd pour the shirayim on the south, not the western yesod. And then the Mishnah finishes off saying, "V'nechalim lifnim naklayim." He would eat the karbanos, the chatas, is eaten by the kohanim. So the kohanim would eat it within the klayim, within the curtains of the Mishkan, which is the same thing as the walls of the Beis Hamikdash. Lezichrei kuna, to the men, not the women, only the male kohanim can eat it. B'chol ma'ichel, in any type of food, which Rashi says any way of eating it, to exclude mishum dekatani bePesach eino nechal el tzli. The karban Pesach can only be eaten roasted, but the karban chatas can be eaten any way you like to cook it. The Yom V'Layla of Ad Chatos. It's eaten the day and night time. That's the din of a Chatos. The day and night, Ad Chatos. But up until midnight, you have to stop eating it. Why midnight? So Rashi points out, this is also the first mission of Maseches Brachos in the Old Shas. Ad Chatos, Siag Asu Chachamim L'Torah L'Harachik Adam Me'Avera Kares. The Chachamim Institute, they put in place a siag, because let's say they waited until the morning, now once the sun rises, it becomes nosar. If they eat the chatas when it's nosar, the chayv karis, so in order to put a bit of a buffer there, they add a few hours after midnight, you shouldn't eat anyway, lest it lead to eating it after sunrise and leading to chayv karis. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, Heichi Avid. How exactly do you do the sprinkling? How do you put the, how does the Kohen dip the finger in the blood and put it onto the Karen? What's the proper way to do this? So the Gemara says, it's machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Chad Amar, one of them holds, no sein Amma Eilech, V'ama Eilech. Now, even though the Gemara sounds like you put both an Amma here and Amma there, Rashi reinterprets it saying, look at the five narrow lines up in Rashi, Amma Eilech, because you omed Eitel Zavis. When the Kohen's standing on the Sovev, he's now right in front of the corner, he's at Mizbeach. No sin betoch Amma shel Miktsoa le'ezer ruach shirti. He has to put some blood within an Amma radius, wouldn't be the proper word, but within an Amma of the corner, which either ruach shirta oladarim olamizrach, either to the south or to the east, he has a little bit of a range. It doesn't have to be dafka on the corner itself, for you the corner. It could be also here or also here, somewhere within an amma on all directions of the actual corner, but lav dafka on the actual corner. You have an amma on both directions to place the dam. That's according to one opinion. The chad amar, the other one says in mechata v'yored kineged chuda. Shell Karen. You actually take the finger with the blood and put it down the actual edge, the corner itself, not the side. You have to put a mamish on that corner over here, not here or not here. That's the other opinion. So the Gemara now qualifies this machlokas and says, Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. We're going to see in a bit, the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Damar, he atzma, enonasis ela begufa shel Karen. That it itself is a Karen, Chuyama lo pligu. So it's unclear, it's hard to understand what's going on before you've seen the position of Rabbi Elazar Rebbe yet. But we're going to see in a little bit that Rabbi Eliezer Rebbe Shimon holds that the entire Karen is considered, the Amma by Amma is considered the Karen. That whole unit is called the Karen. So look at Rashi just to make this somewhat clear. See, Rashi, the first Y line down, it says, Liba de Rabbi Elazar. The common Maisi Pluksai, we're going to see this debate in just a moment. He atzma kolomar kol atzma ve'ikr mitzvasa, the entire mitzvah of putting the dam on the corner, on the Karen, eina ela sham, it has to be there. Meaning, the chul yamalo pligi delo ba'in chuda, you don't have to put it only on the edge. The Karen ksiv, the politics says put it on the Karen. The ama al ama barom ama, amen amen, in the height. The Karen, if you look at the Mizbeach, there's a little Amma by Amma that protrudes from the Mizbeach. It sticks up like that, a box. It sticks up on each corner. That whole box is called the Karen. So as long as you put it somewhere in that box, it doesn't have to be in the Chuda, not on the edge, anywhere in the box, it's going to be fulfilling the Mitzvah. That's called a Karen, according to Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon. There is a Machlokes, you put it wherever you want on that Karen. Keep Pligi, back to the Gemara now, two Y lines down. When they debate of being in the Amma or the actual Chuda, Aliba de Rebbe. In the world of Rebbe is the Machlokas. Why? Because Rebbe holds that you could put the Dam, Lav Dafka on the Keren, not only the box, but he holds the Dam could be anywhere above the Chuda Sitkra. Anywhere above that line, even much lower down than the Keren. You could put it there. So according to this, Aliba de Rebbe, where the blood could go anywhere above the Chuda Sitkra, Lav Dafka on that box, so Mar Savar Amma Eilech, Vama Eilech, Kineged Karen Hu, Umar Sava Kineged Chuda in Tfelo. So the idea is that if you look at Rashi now, Rashi three wide lines down. First word in the line says, Ki Pligi, when they argue, is Aliba de Rebbe. Dimachshele Mechuda Sikr Lamala, Afagab de Loba Karen. He allows you to put the sprinklings anywhere above the Chuda Sikr, even though it's not on the Karen itself. So Mar Sava one holds, Ki Heichi de Karen Havi Amma Alama. Just like the Karen itself is an Amma by an Amma, it's that box. Af kol shetachtav kinegdo, have the Karen. So to anything below that, Amma by Amma, all the way down to the Chuda Sikra, is all part of the Karen. And therefore, you could put it on any part of that area. But Mar Savar, no. Kevin de Kra, lav akranos mamish kapit. Since the pasuk doesn't, it's not so makbid, dafkid putting on the Karen. Bishar mizbeach lo shayach loshin Karen, ela bechuda, Shel Zavis. So it's hard to understand what he's really trying to say here, but since the whole part is not called the Karen, he thinks that it has to be Dafko on the Chuda. Only the edge would be considered the corner, because if it's below the Karen, that's not called the Karen anymore, that's called the Mizbeach. So when the Pasuk says put it on the Karen, it must be referring to the edge only, not to the other areas below. A bit confusing, because we haven't seen Rebbe yet, and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. So the Gemara says, so anyways, we have a machlokas whether it has to be dafka on the chuda only on the edge, or it could be placed on the amah on either direction. So the Gemara now says three wide lines down, Meisive, asks a question from the following Tosefta. Chatas atzibur v'hayachid, keitzad matan daman, how do you put the blood onto the corners of either of these karbanos? Hayaola b'kevesh, you go up the ramp, ufana l'sobe, if you go off to the right, that little walkway on the side, ubala l'karen jomis mizrachas, first you'd see the southeast corner. The tovo betzbo, he'd place his finger into the tovo betzbo yumanis, he places his right finger, ha-miyumanis, shabiyam, in the most right of the right minadam, shabimizak, in the kli. Now, what would mean the most right of the right? It's a very strange Russian. Ha-yumanis, ha-miyumanis. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, this is four wide lines down, the end of the line, he says, ha-miyumanis, shabiyam, etzba, ha-regila, lemlacha, the finger that's used for, most used for work. The one next to the thumb, meaning the pointer. The pointer is the one that we use most for doing anything. If we have to choose which finger to use, we have the most control of this pointer. So that is a hayimanis hamiyumanis shebiyamim, the pointer of the right finger. So you take that right finger, minadam shebimizrak, you dip it into the mizrak, into the kli holding all the blood. Now there is a machlokas, who's holding that kli? So according to Chazon Ish, the Kohen who's doing it holds it with his left hand and he dips it in. But there is an opinion, and it sounds like from Tosas early in the Masechta, that you have to use your right hand to hold that kli. So how in the world am I able to hold the right hand and dip my finger in? Either the pan is very shallow, my finger is very long, and I dip, it's impossible. So some suggest that you need two Kohanim up there. There's one Kohen who holds the Mizrak with his right hand, and the other Kohen who's doing the dipping in. The Chazon Ish, we don't find anywhere where there's a second Kohen who's accompanying up the Mizbeach. So he says, no, the Kohen himself holds the Mizrak with his left hand and he dips in his right finger. So this is what the Tosefta says. So you dip your right finger in to the blood, you scoop it up. V'chomer begolo milamala u'be'etzba ketana milamata. What you do is you end up trying to wipe the blood off your finger with your thumb and your pointer. And as you're doing that, you're throwing it onto the Mizbeach. That's the motion you're doing. You kind of throw, like you rub the two fingers together with the blood, the blood's on this finger, and then you kind of sweep it off with your thumb, and you put it onto the Mizbeach. That's the motion. So then the Tosefta continues to explain, the Yored Kineg El Mechata, the Yored Kineg El Chuda Shokaren. And you do it as you sprinkle down and throw the blood onto the edge of the Karen. Ad Shemechala Kol Adam, until you've wiped all the blood off, Shebe Etzba. The Chayin called Karen Mekaren. This way you do it at each of the corners. Again, you dip the blood and you rub it off with your thumb and you throw it onto the corner. That's what you do. So it sounds like from here that you have to dafka do it on the chuda shel mizbeach, the corner, the edge, and you can't do it on the ama of either direction. And so the Gemara says, no, hachi kamar. Mitzvah bechuda, ideally, everybody agrees it should be placed directly on the edge of the keren, but e avid ama ve'elech, less than by, if you end up putting a little ama to the side here and the side there, that's not a problem. That will work as well to fulfill your chiv of the zrika.
If you're using your thumb, it's much harder to get on the corner. If you use just a finger to go like this on the corner, if you go like this...
Could be. I didn't make this up. I don't know. I can't imagine it's easy. Any of the votes, it's very hard. But I don't know. So the Gemara says the two dots. My Rebbe, Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. We said above there's such a machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. What's that machlokas? The Tani, the Brisa, tells us, damim hel yonim, the blood that's supposed to go above the chura sikra, nitanin mi chura sikra lamala. It's placed somewhere above that line, wherever it is. And damim hatachtonim, the blood that goes on the bottom of the mizbeach, nitanin mi chura sikra lamata, and have to be placed somewhere below divrei Rebbe. Meaning Rebbe holds that when it goes above, you don't have to place it on the keren, on that box. You can put it anywhere above that line. There's a big area above the chura sikra, which is not necessarily the keren. That's the position of Rebbe. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon argues and says, Omer, no. Bamed v'amar murim, when is it true that the damim el yonim can be placed anywhere you want as long as it's above the chura sikra? That's only by olas ha'of. About the chatas behema, when it comes to an animal, not a bird, then he atzma einonas ela al gufa shokeren. When it comes to behema chatas behema, it has to be dafka on that box on the keren above. That's where they argue. So Amar Rabbi Abo.
Even at the chuda shel zavit, he wouldn't be allowed if it's below the keren.
Correct, exactly. It has to be on the Karen. Now for him, he says it could be either on the Chuda or the Amma al-Amma, but it has to be in that, on that box somewhere above. So the Gemara wants to know now, Amar Rabbi Abo, my time at the Rabbi, why is Rabbi allowed to be placed anywhere above the Chura Sikra? So he quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, V'ha-har el arba amos, that the har el, Rashi tells us, is the Mizbeach, is arba amos, and mehar el ulamala, anywhere above that. It says, Hakranos arba. So what's going on here? Arba amos, who da havya? So is it really, it's arba amos, there arba amos, that a person is able to put on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Malkum Karnos Arba Amos? Malkum Karnos Dala Havya. So is it really Arba, where's that Rashi go? Rashi says, see Rashi, Arba Amos Hu Dahavya Bitmiya. Bichi Ein Gova O Ruchanu El Arba Amos. Is it only 4 Amos high? Malkum Karnos Arba, Rashi says, Kolomar HaKranos Tovsin Arba Amos B'mizbech. They take up 4 Amos to Chol Karen Amma Alma. You know, each of the corners was a box, an amma ba'amma. So now you have 4 of them, so now you have 4 amos to work with. Each corner was amma ba'amma, square foot amma. So you have 4 amos. That's what the Gemara says. That's the pasuk describing. But the Gemara says, again, amma rav adha b'rava, makum karnos arba, makum arba, makum karnos dale havya. So there were really only 4. What is, it's unclear how to read this Gemara here. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Umakam karnos arba havya b'tmiya." Were they really 4 amos? No. Hare eina karnos ochen b'mizbech el shtei amos mina mizrach ulam arav v'shtayim mina darom l'tzafon hainu shtayim al shtayim. So really, it sounds like the Gemara is not discussing the square footage, the area, because the area is not really relevant. We only care about the perimeter of it. So in terms of perimeter, you can't put it on top of the Karen. The perimeter is only 2 amos on each side.
Right.
So in the end, it's not really 4 amos. It's really 2 amos on each side of the perimeter. So the Gemara says, Ella, what it means is, in the pasuk, when it says arba amos, it's not referring to the area. Ella ema rishus karnos dal. What does that mean? And Rashi explains, this is finally the raya for Rebbe. So Rashi says here, Ella, it's around 8 y lines up, Ella al karcha chachi kamar, kra. Rishus karnos arba. The kranos are 4. Kolomar shem rishus kranos tofeses lemata mehem arba amos. That from the corners downwards there's 4 amos. Da'inu ad achud asirka dechule have karen. So Rebbe says that it's all called the karen. Even though the karen is only that box on top of an amma ba'amma, it really goes down 4 amos until it hits the chud asikra on all directions. And based on this pasuk in Yecheskel, he proves that you're allowed to place the Chathas Behema anywhere above the Chura Sikra, because that's all considered the Karen. Okay, the Gemara now quotes a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Tanan. Hasam. It tells us over there, Chut Shel Sikra Chogra Be'emsa. This Chura Sikra, this little line would go around the center of the Mizbech on the outside. Lahavdil Ben Damim Lehayon Damim HaTachtonim, in order to distinguish between the blood that goes above and the blood that goes below. How do you know that was there? He quotes a pasuk. The pasuk tells us that there was this reshes. We'll see Rashi in a second what that means. Until halfway down or halfway up the mizbeach. And the pasuk said that there should be this reshes going around the mizbeach, which should distinguish between those that go above, the damim above, and the damim that are below. What's this reshes? So Rashi defines it around 7 wide lines up. Hareshes kein tzir mitziyeres beklia, something that has the woven design on it. Vishel nechoshes made of copper. Havia betachtav shem mizbeach asoi kinafa. It was like almost like a sieve. Gavo ad chatzia ad mizbeach. So there's a little design, a little copper, you know, a sheet of metal that goes around it. A screen. It's a design. It looks like a sieve that goes around the mizbeach, which was the chura sikra. So the Gemara then says, Tudach, Shiar Hadam, the Shiraim, what would he do with these Shiraim? So the Mishnah said, you pour the Shiraim, when the coin would come down, he'd pour it on the Dromi, the southern Yesod. The Taner Rabbanan, the Braisa says, El Yesod HaMizbeach, Zeh Yesod Dromi. So when you go down, you put it on the southern one. At Omer, Zeh Yesod Dromi. So you think it's referring to the southern Yesod, O Eino El Yesod Maravi. But maybe it really should be only referring to the western one. Because the western one, it says explicitly, when it comes to the par helm da par ka Mashiach, it says explicitly in the pasuk that you pour it on the, I think it's explicit, right? Is it? That doesn't say. One second here. Okay, so when it comes to the yisod of the pouring in the mizbeach of the for the par helm davar, you're supposed to pour it on the maravi, the western yisod. So v'yilmad sasa min hamefurash. You should learn that which is hidden, that which is not described, from that which is explicit. I thought it was explicit. Yeah, it does say. I don't know why the pasuk on the side doesn't say it here. I think they quote the wrong pasuk on the side here. But Rashi says, it says in the pasuk by the chatas pnimim that you're supposed to pour in the yesod maravi, the western yesod. So even though it doesn't say which yesod to pour the chatas yachid on, you can learn yilmod sasam and amifurish. Learn that which is sasam, that which is hidden, from that which is explicit. Amris yilmod yiridasam and akevesh alitziasam and ahechel. You can now equate the coming down from the ramp to the exiting from the heichal, meaning ma yitziyasa min haheichal b'samech lo. Just like when he exits the heichal, he puts it on the yisod that's closest to him, which is the yisod maravi, the western one. So af yiridasa min hakevesh, when he comes down the ramp, he should put it to the yisod that's samech lo, that's closest to him, in which case it's the yisod dromi. So whatever one's closest, whether it be maravi or dromi, that dictates where the yishraim should be poured. If he's leaving the Heichal, again, the first one he encounters is the western one. When he comes down the ramp, the first one he encounters is the southern Yisod. So Gemara now quotes a machlokas in the Braisa. Tanya, last four lines of the Amud here. Tanya. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Zev Zeh Yisod Maravi. No, he argued and actually said, Rabbi Yishmael himself said that you place the Yishraim, both of them, on the western one. Even when he comes down the ramp from the Chatas, you wrap around to go on the western Yisod. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Pay attention to his name, Rabbi Yishmael, for now. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer Zev Zeh Yisod Dromi. He says the opposite, that you always place on the southern Yisod. Even when he's leaving the Heichal, he goes to the southern Yisod.
When we're saying the Maravi, is any part of the Maravi, or the Yisod Maravi, or where?
Yeah, well, okay, and the first one he comes in contact with, the Maravi is very long.
So it will be the Svan Maravi.
Depending where the Mizbeach was located. We're about to see Machlokas now. But when he exits
but
the Heichal...
Everybody agrees that he comes, that the Yisod starts by the end of the Mizrahi, then he goes on the south and then he turns around.
Correct.
So the first will be the Tzfon HaMaravi corner, right?
No, not the corner. You don't put it in the corner. You put it on wherever the Yisod is. So he walks in with Mizbeach in front of him.
The Yisod goes all around.
But when he leaves the Heichal, so the Yisod that's right in front of him, which is the western one, he pours on the western one. Now that's most likely to be the center, not the corners.
Right.
Imagine he's exiting the Heichal.
But the last part, the closest to the exit is the Mizrahi.
No, that's the entrance. That's from the outside.
Oh, you mean when he goes inside?
When Heichal comes to the western one, the first one he sees is the Maravi.
Because he's coming from the Pnimi.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, so he walks right into
the western one.
Maravi,
exactly.
Yeah.
So this is my focus. Nobody's saying one and one. They're both saying either or. Either the Maravi or the Dromi.
No, they're both saying, they'd argue, that Rabbi Shmuel holds both of them are placed in the Maravi.
In other words, those
both in Dromi.
Before we said the Tanur Rabbanu was one, which one you come to first.
Yeah, there's a Machlokas, right. There's argues on that.
I'm saying, okay.
Yeah.
Neither of them are saying like the
Tanur. Yeah, they're right. Exactly. They argue. There's two different opinions now. So you are as a Bishma, last three lines, Laman Damar Yisod Maravi. I understand why you would say both should be poured on the western one. Why? Kesavar yilmod sasam min hamefurash, to learn that which is hidden from that which is explicit. Meaning what? Since it says in the Torah when the Kohen leaves the Heichal, he should pour it on the western one, so we could derive from there that when he comes down the ramp, also put on the western one, and that's why you would say both of them should be on the Maravi. El leman damar yisod dromi, my time up. If you say that you should pour it on the southern one, why would you say both of them, even leaving the Heichal, should be on the southern one? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Asi Kesavar Haitana Kula Mizbeach B'Tzafon Kai. So let's hold on for a second. Let's explain this. When it comes to the Kohen leaving the Heichal, when it comes to the Karbanos HaPnimim, it never says in the Pasuk that he should pour it on the Yisod HaMaravi. It says he should pour it on the Yisod that he encounters first, which up until now we assume was the Yisod Maravi, the western one which he encounters first. But if you assume now that the Gemara explains that Haitana Kula Mizbeach B'Tzafon Kai, that the north, the Mizbeach was completely up in the north, above the entranceway. So when the Kohen leaves the entrance, actually the first Yisod he sees is the south, because the Mizbeach is above him now. He doesn't encounter that Yisod Maravi. It's really Yisod Dromi that he encounters first. It's all in the north. Then this would all make sense. So therefore, it's just like leaving the Heichal. He pours it on the Yisod Dromi, so too when he comes down the ramp, he should pour it on the Yisod Dromi. That's one explanation. And Lishna Achrina, another explanation is why you would say when the Kohen leaves the Heichal, it should be placed on the Yisod Dromi. It's if you assume that Kula Pesach Bidarim Kari. If you assume that the entranceway was all in the south, you're shifting over the entranceway of the Heichal a little bit to the south, so then you have to look at the pictures here, if you have them, that when he leaves the... when the Kohen leaves the... even though if you assume that the Mizbeach was in the center of the Azara, but the entrance to the exit was really in the south, also that would end up lining up, that the first Yisod that the Kohen would encounter would be the Yisod Jomi. And once you assume that the Kohen pours from the Heichal on the Yisod Jomi, you could also assume that when the Kohen comes down the ramp, he should also pour on the Yisod Jomi.
What happened to Aim up here in Al-Mitzvah?
He's passing the... What do you mean he's passing...
Going to this diagram, he's going to the...
I don't have your diagram, I don't know. Mine doesn't have that. Mine has, there's no, he's not passing anything. Aim Avirin, if it's one mitzvah, also there's no, right, that's also. Aim Avirin doesn't apply with one mitzvah, only with two different mitzvahs. Okay, the Gemara now says on the top of Nun Gimel and Beis, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Now pay attention, Rabbi Shmuel. Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. The Talmid and Rabbi Shmuel, passing like Rabbi Shimon and Yochai. They were the ones who argued above Rabbi Shmuel versus Rabbi Shimon. So his Talmidim, Rabbi Shmuel, ended up passing like Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Omrim Zevizei Yisod Ma'arabi, that both of them should be poured on the western Yisod. V'simarach, the mnemonic to remember this is, Mashchu Gavri L'Gavri. The Gavri, the many Talmidim, Rabbi Shmuel, end up drawing closer to Rabbi Shimon. That's the mnemonic. So there's a machlokas here in the Gersos here. If you take a look down there, there's some, I think they change it to really, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon it says. Let's see. You see, Rashi says here, "Top time to be Rabbi Shmuel." How you shown him Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? They taught Rabbi Shimon to teach Zev Zei Yisod Ma'aravi. So, in that understanding, so then he ended up lining everything up. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now in Nun Gimon Bis.
We're talking about which korbanos?
The chatas, yeah.
And the chatas, they do name the chatas yachid
is no, no.
So what's the pshat when he leaves the heifer?
No, we're comparing it to the chatas apnimis. There's two types. There's the parm davar, parm.
So he's comparing the pnimis to the same. In both cases, it goes to the. Okay.
Yeah. So new Mishnah tells us now how Ola Kachi Kachim, Ola is a Kachi Kachim, Shchitasa Metafon, you shecht it in the north, V'kibol Daman Mechli Sharis Metafon, you catch the blood in the north, V'damaton Shtei Matanos, you have to put the blood on two places, but end up being Shein Arba, end up being four places. We'll see what that means exactly, two that are four. V'tuna Hefshev, V'nituach, you need to skin the animal, you need to cut it up into pieces, V'chalil Le'ashim, and you put it entirely on the Mizbeach to be burnt up. So the Gemara says, Ola, before you go to the Gemara, I'm sorry. Rashi says, Ha'ola Kachi Kachim. What is the significance of calling an Ola Kachi Kachim? Rashi says, the nafkaminas are, he lipasel biyote, that means if you take it outside the Azara, it's disqualified. U'betivayom, who touches it, who went to the mikvah but hasn't yet seen a hair of Shemesh, he disqualifies it. U'mechosekipurim, u'mo'al, and mechosekipurim also will disqualify it. And mo'alim behu, and it's subject to the Isser of Me'ila. So look at Tosos. First Kachi Kachim, then we're going to go back to the previous one. Tosa says Kachi Kachim, perish bekuntris. He quotes Rashi, Lipasa b'yotze b'tivayom ma'alimba, but lo hayal alafarish leinin tivayom u'mechutz kippurim. It was unnecessary to teach me that tivayom u'mechutz kippurim here, shezeh din noeg b'chol kachim, afil kalim. This is a din that applies to all kachim. Lav dafka Kachi Kachim, ava yotze me'ila nicha, the Kachi Kalim lo mifshle b'yotze v'ein behem mila. The real nafkaminas are me'ila and yotze, but not tivayom and Kache and Mechosa Kippurim. Look at the previous Tosas, Ha'ola, Kachi Kachim, Tema. The Lo Tani Shvicha Shirayim Ba'ola. How come it doesn't mention Shvicha Shirayim Ba'ola? All the other ones it does. Ha'lo Ko Adamim Tunim Yisod, Kidadashin Ha'ola, Lemizbeicha Sha'ola. Don't we know that Shirayim is relevant to all Karbanos? So how come it leaves out in the Mishnah the place of putting the Shirayim of the Ola? So go down a few lines in Tosas. He quotes Vatir Tarav of Moshe, Mi Pontiza, Mishum de Ola Bezrikas Kli, Vizimin de Les Bishraim. When it comes to the Ola, you wouldn't use your finger like by a chatas, you'd use a Kli. And sometimes you throw a lot of blood on and there'd be nothing left, so sometimes it just wouldn't be Shiraim when it comes to the Ola. As opposed to the chatas, the Be'etzba, you use your finger, EF Shar below Shiraim. It's impossible that there won't be Shiraim, because only a little bit of finger will catch only a little blood, there'll be plenty of Shiraim to use. So chatas always has Shiraim, and Ola may not have a Shiraim. And then he ends up saying, no, of course it's Shirayim by an Ola as well. It was included in the previous Mishnayos. And therefore, it sounds like a machlok is whether you have to ensure that there's Shirayim by an Ola or not. So Gemara now wants to know, Ola, my time atani le kachi kachim. How come we're telling you that an Ola is a kachi kachim? We never say this by anywhere else. By all the other Kabbalahs, it didn't say by Echatas Tzibur, Echatas Yachin, which are Kachi Kachim. It doesn't tell us that they're Kachi Kachim. Why only by an Ola does the Mishnah say it's Kachi Kachim? And the Gemara explains, Mishim Delo Ktiv Bei Kodesh Kadashim Hu. It doesn't say in the Pasuk that an Ola is Kachi Kachim. So therefore, the Mishnah had to make it clear that even though it's not said in the Pasuk, it does have a din of Kachi Kachim. But by Echatas, which the Pasuk already tells me, and the Mishnah expects us to know the Psukim, so that we already know that Echatas is Kachi Kachim, so no need for the Mishnah to repeat that din. So Gemara now wants to know, V'damaton Shtei Matanos, that you place the blood on only two sprinklings, Heichi Avid. How exactly do you do two sprinklings that end up covering four signs? So Amar Rav, Nosein V'chozer V'nosein. What you do is you first place on one side, then you place on one side. Look at Rashi to explain. Rashi says, the first two medium wide lines down, Nosein V'chozer V'nosein. Zorek Minak Kli L'mizbeach Baruch Zusha Karen. First you throw from the Kli onto one side, V'chein Baruch Shnei Shakaren, then you go to the other side. You go to two corners, two opposite corners. So when it comes to Ola, you first go to the south, you go up the ramp, you go to the southeast corner, and you're standing there, he does one sprinkle on that side, and one throwing on that side. He walks around now to the opposite corner, to the northwest, he does the same thing, one on one side, one on the other side. So those are two spots, but really four sprinklings. That's what the opinion of Rav is. But comes along Shmuel Omer, Matana Achas Kimin Gama, no saying, no, one sprinkling, but like a Gama. Gama is like it's a cuff, almost, where you throw the blood at the corner, and when you throw paint in a corner, it's going to split and hit both sides. So you only do one throw on each side, but you end up hitting both of the sides at the same time. That's the understanding. Rashi says, Kimin Gama is our kineged ha-pina minakli, badam is pashet, it spreads, l'shei ruchos ha-pina, harehi kimin gam, os yivandis asuya kikaf pshut. It's like a cuff. It's like that shape, but it's a Greek letter.
It's the other way you do first the further one or the one closest to you.
I'm not sure one's further or closer. You're standing at the corner, so the same, equidistant.
So with the first way, it's not hitting both. You're doing.
No, you're standing at the corner. You do the north, you do the east, and then you do the south or south or east, either one. But you're standing next to them. It's equidistant. You're at the corner. So you're doing not on the corner. You pour on the sides, not on the corners. So then the Gemara says, one may think you just do one zrika on each corner. You have to do it around. Well, you saw if you have to do around, maybe you should do a whole drag the whole way, a line of blood around the entire mizbeach. You have to sprinkle it. You don't just drag a line. Okay, so how exactly do you accomplish this? Kimin gama, by throwing it on each corner, it makes a split on its own. Shtei matanos shehein arba. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, no, Nemar Kan Saviv. It says Saviv by the Ola. The Nemar Lahalan Saviv, it says Saviv as well. This is referring to the Rashi says, the Chatas HaMiluim Mitzav. In Miluim, it says Saviv there as well. So what's the Gzer Shava? So Gemara explains, Malahalan Pisuk V'Arba Matanos. Just like by the Mishkan, they did separating, they did one and two, and they did a total of four sprinklings. Af Kan Pisuk Arba Matanos. So to buy the Ola, you have to do separating one on this side, one on that side, and go to the other corner, one on this side, one on that side, a total of really four sprinklings, but in two different corners. So the Gemara says, Imal halan arba matanos al arba kronos. So if you're going to look in the Mishkan for the source, well, the Mishkan actually had four corners, not four sides, but they did all four corners. So afkan, maybe by the Ola, you should do arba matanos al arba kronos. You should go to four spots and do this. Gemara says, can't be. You can't go to all four corners. It has to be two corners that are four sides. Amris Ola tuna yisod. We know that the Ola requires placing it on the corner that has the yisod below it. The Karen Mizrachis Hayima Dromis Lo Hayala Yesod. But the southeast corner does not have a Yesod, and therefore you can't put it there. So therefore you can only do two corners that are really four sides. So Gemara wants to know now, how do you know that my time, how do you know that the southeast does not have a Yesod to it, that southeast corner does no Yesod? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Because it wasn't in the property of the Torif. Torif was the one who grabs. Binyamin was trying to grab this away. What does that mean? The Amar Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak Mizbech Ochel Bechelko Sheyehuda Amma. The Chelik of Yehuda and Binyamin overlapped with each other. And the Yesod of the Mizbech was really in the Chelik of Binyamin. But Yehuda was able to dip into that property of Binyamin and steal away some of the Mizbech. So the area that was owned by the Mizbeah, by Yehuda rather, that southeast corner, which is Yehuda's Chelek, had no Yesod. Only the other corners, which were in Binyamin's Chelek, had a Yesod. There's a lot of depth to this. I mentioned yesterday that Binyamin and Yosef are Tzaddik. A Tzaddik is a Yesod, Tzaddik, and the idea of having Yesod in the property of Binyamin and Yosef, as opposed to Yehuda, which isn't Yesod, that's some of the deeper understandings of what's going on here. But Pashup Shad is Yehuda's Chelek didn't have a Yesod. So Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Ritzu Ha'isa Yotze Michelka Shehuda. A little thread came out from the Chelek of Yehuda, the Nichneses Bechelka Shebinyamin, and entered into the property, infringed on the property of Binyamin. V'haya Binyamin Hatzadik Mitzar Alen. Binyamin was very bothered by this, that someone was taking his Chelek of the base of Migdash, of the Mizbeach, the Michol Yom Lenola. He wanted to every single day take it away, take it back away from Yehuda. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Chofef alav kol yom, that chofef means he was hovering. Rashi, he was like scratching, like combing a person's hair, rubbing his hair. He was chofef alav kol yom. He was bothered so much by this, and lefikach, since he was so bothered by this, zocha Binyamin hatzadik v'naase ushbizchin laKadosh Baruch Hu. He was zocha that the Shekhinah was going to rest in his area, namely the Kodesh Kedoshim was going to be in the property of Binyamin. Shenemar, it says, ubein ksef of shachem, between the shoulders he's going to rest, between the shoulders of Binyamin. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.